Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your natural health care doctor, and we've been talking about the thyroid. If you do want to take advantage of this offer we have this week, it's Thyroid Awareness Week. That's why we're talking about the thyroid. If you're curious about your thyroid, thought you might have a problem with the thyroid, even if you have a problem with the thyroid, we view the thyroid a little different, especially with the blood work, than, say, a medical doctor. We're looking at functional ranges when we do our blood work. So we have a thyroid panel along with our regular evaluation, functional evaluation, to figure out what's going on with your thyroid. So you can get that thyroid panel. You can get the evaluation, which actually takes about 2 hours and two separate visits. You can get that all done for $135. Normally $423. Now, that offer is all done and over with at 5 o'clock on Monday. So you got to call in now, 615-333-0056. 615-333-0056. Just leave your name and number and how many people you want to participate in that. If it's you and your husband or you and your girlfriend or your girlfriend and you, just say that you got two or three people. You can take advantage of that. It's all over with at Monday, the 26th at 5 p.m. It's done. You can call in now until Monday, but after Monday, it's all over with. You don't come in on Monday, but you just call. I'll have one of my staff call you, and we'll make the appointment at your convenience. Then we got a workshop coming up this Saturday, the 31st at 10 a.m. We're going to have the same special there, and that will be even better because you're going to get a lot of information. It takes about an hour to do the workshop. If you want to go to the workshop, just call 615-333-0056. It's the same number, 615-333-0056. And just tell them, hey, I want to come to the workshop. Everyone that comes to the workshop will get that special this weekend, which is the thyroid panel blood test along with the functional evaluation. All right, so we were talking about how we handle the thyroid. Well, one way we do that, of course, is with a blood test. We're looking for the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. We use the functional ranges. We don't use laboratory ranges to see how the thyroid is working. The functional range for the TSH is 1.8 to 3. If you're familiar with thyroid, you'll know what that means. 1.8 to 3 is where we want to be. We don't want to wait until it's so low at 0.35 or at 5.5, too high. Then you probably do need some medical intervention. But our goal is to, whether you're on medication or not on medication, our goal is to get the thyroid working at 100%. And it takes a little bit of time if you're on the medication because your medication is doing what your thyroid used to do. It bypasses the thyroid. Most of the medication that's prescribed is actually T4. It's a hormone. It's synthetic T4 in most cases, made in a lab. And it bypasses the thyroid and goes right directly to the liver. And then it's converted in the liver to T3. Now, if you bypass something, you don't use it, you lose it, right? So if you're not using it, you lose it. So sometimes it takes a while to kickstart these thyroids, get them up, get them going. But in most cases, it is doable, and we're able to reduce or eliminate the medication and keep the thyroid going. All right, so here's a long-term look. We do the blood test, but we also do a hair analysis. The hair analysis gives us a 3 to 4 month look at what's been going on with the thyroid. And if you look at a hair analysis, it shows all the minerals that are coming out of the hair. Also shows us all the heavy metals coming out, the active ones. Your body doesn't like heavy metals, so it pushes it out through the hair. So the calcium-potassium is the ratio that we use to determine what's going on with the thyroid. They call it an oxidation rate. Your oxidation type, and it'll also tell us, do you have a fast metabolism, a slow metabolism? So let's say that your ratio, your calcium-potassium ratio, which relates back to your thyroid, was high. It was a high ratio. Well, what that means is there's a decreased thyroid effectiveness at a cellular level. If you look at the cells inside the thyroid, they're moving very, very slow, a decreased effectiveness. So they're in slow motion, which means you're usually hypothyroid or your metabolism is very, very low. Now, also on a hair analysis, you can see this phenomenon that can occur. It's called a calcium shell. If your body is concerned about the thyroid cells and it wants to protect it, it actually puts a lot of calcium around there. It's called a calcium shell. But when you have a calcium shell, it slows things down. Things have to get into the cells, the thyroid cells. But with a calcium shell, it slows things from getting in, things like hormones, like vitamins, like minerals. And then in the cell itself, there's what's called mitochondria. And you probably heard of mitochondria before. You probably studied them in school. But they're the powerhouse or the energy factory of the cell. And there's about 200 mitochondria per cell. So that's a lot of powerhouses in there. But they make a energy called ATP. ATP, it's made by the mitochondria, and there's a waste product. So that waste product has to come out of the cell. So you got things that have to go in, you got things that have to come out. And if you have this calcium shell, it slows all that down. But that's the way that the body protects the thyroid at times. And then you have to know how to handle it. And how do we handle it? With nutrition. That's how we handle it. Well, let's say that your ratio came back too low. That's an increased thyroid effectiveness on a cellular level. So that means that your thyroid is working way too hard, or too fast, I should say. An increased effectiveness at a cellular level. So we're looking inside the cell to see what's going on. How's it working? How's it responding? Most people never, ever get a hair analysis to figure this stuff out. So now we can take some action and get on a cellular level and be able to handle those conditions with nutrition. Also, if your ratio is low, it could be an indication of toxicity. Now, your toxins can actually mess up your thyroid. Now, when we talk about toxins, we're going to talk about three different types of toxins. One is sugar. Sugar can be looked at by the body as a toxin. Most sugar, if you're eating over 75 net carbs of sugar, will be sent to the liver, changed to triglycerides, and stored as fat. Well, if that pathway is filled up, your body still has to handle sugar somewhere, some way, and the way it handles it is it looks at it as a toxin and it embeds it into the cell membrane. Every cell in your body, and we have something like two trillion cells that make up our body, every cell in the body has a double-layered fatty membrane. And what happens is these toxins will attach to it. That's why you won't see toxins floating around in your blood. Your blood body wants to try and get rid of it and store it. So it stores it into these membranes. So that's one toxin that we could look at would be sugar. The other is fats like corn oil, soybean oil, canola oil, vegetable oil. You don't want to use any of those. It actually takes toxins to make them. So there's toxins in those oils. If you have any in the cupboard, throw it away. Don't use that. Use things like olive oil, coconut oil, those kind of things. They're safe. They don't use toxins with them. So, again, that's coming into your body, and your body's going to have to handle those toxins. Not all of it is going to get excreted out. Some of it's going to get stored into the fatty tissue of these cells. And then we got the heavy metals. And earlier I gave you some examples like your amalgam fillings, which are 52% mercury. They can be a problem. Aluminum, antiperspirants, aluminum cookware, all those kind of things accumulate. Drinking out of aluminum cans accumulate over the years and can cause some big problems. So your body stores this around the cell. And what can happen is it irritates the cell. We call that inflammation. But it can also increase the thyroid effectiveness, make it work harder than it should, just because we've got these toxins in this area. Usually when we're dealing with toxins, I talked about that calcium shell. That's usually when the thyroid is slowing down, the body will protect it with this calcium shell. But when it's speed, when it's working overtime, it's working too fast in the cell, then we're going to see other things and assume that there's toxins in there, and you'll have low calcium on that one, which actually causes hypersensitivity, anxiety, nervousness, muscle cramps, increased cell permeability. When it's too low, things can go in and out of the cells pretty fast. So a lot of things will happen there. So that's another viewpoint that we get so that we know what nutrition is it that will either speed up the thyroid, slow down the thyroid. You don't get that in a blood test. You only get that when you do a hair analysis. And I don't know a whole lot of doctors that use hair analysis, at least not in this area, but we use it because it's a functional viewpoint on what's going on with the thyroid. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll come back and we'll go over some more thyroid issues. Do that after the break.